Hey, this is Jeff King of the Arizona Cardinals. You're listening to The Clubhouse with Kyle Bailey.
Welcome back. McAdoo Studios on a Thursday. Kyle Bailey, Zach Mariner, and now Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com is in the McAdoo Studios with us. Chris, how are you, man?
Doing excellent. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you back in with us. And good news to report. We actually just got this settled beforehand. Since I'm gone next week, Chris is going to be in studio on Monday co-hosting with Zach. So have fun with that.
Looking forward to it.
Have fun with that. So, yeah, next week we'll have Chris in studio with Zach on Monday. Andy Bitter of the Roanoke Times will co-host with Zach on Tuesday and Wednesday, and still working out on Thursday and Friday. We're hoping it can be Mike Barber of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. So we'll keep you posted on that. We'll have some great guest co-hosts, I guess, next week. So we hope you enjoy it. All right, let's dive right in. C.J. Barksdale, as Mark Giannotto of the Washington Post reported this morning, has informed the Virginia Tech coaching staff and athletics department he will not return in 2014. I'm trying not to marginalize this because C.J. Barksdale has been a productive member of this program for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. As Mark put it, very diverse skill set.
Sure.
But at the same time, this is not something that I think anyone who's been paying attention is surprised by. And I don't think it's necessarily something that makes or breaks the 2014 season.
I'm surprised it took this long to break. He hadn't been with the team for 6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah.
It didn't take him very long after going through workouts to decide that Buzz was not the coach for him. I heard Buzz was all over him from the very beginning, saying the reason he's hurt so much is because he's not in the proper conditioning. And
Hasn't that kind of been the thing? I mean, that's kind of been the rap on CJ for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Now, was that, you know, he often reported, you know, a little bit overweight and out of shape.
Yeah, and I think Buzz is not the type. Buzz is I think he's a very fair coach, but he's also a very demanding coach.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was a great amount of players in the program that were great fits for Buzz's demanding style. And I think the four or five that are good fits are still in the program and everybody else has left. So I don't think anybody should be surprised by this at all. Out of everybody who's transferred, the only one I'm upset about is Amelagu. That's an unfortunate situation with the concussion issues, and I've heard through the grapevine that it's kind of a depression thing.
Yeah.
Which is common after when you're suffering through concussions like he did this past season. So that's unfortunate. I hope he gets it straightened out. Unfortunately, if he does, it's going to be wearing somebody else's uniform.
Well, yeah, and I'll get to that in a second because Mark reported that I think SMU, Larry Brown, mm-hmm. Tulsa, and Rice, have had interest in Ben Amelagu. And like you said, it's going to be in a different uniform. He was the one guy that I won't say they weren't upset about Trevor Thompson leaving or about Marshall Wood leaving, because I can't speak to their emotional state when those things happen. But
right.
I think it's fair to say that Ben Amelagu was the one guy they had really counted on being a difference maker next year. And so that one probably is the one that really stung.
Well, you know, when they kicked Trevor Thompson, well, when they gave Trevor Thompson his release, let me phrase it that way, when his phone went off during Buzz's initial meeting with the team, Buzz immediately said, if you want your release, I'll sign it right now.
Right.
When something bad went wrong with Ben Amelagu, they gave him 2 or 3 weeks off and said, try to get it straightened out and then come back to us. And so they gave him opportunities, but whatever the issue is, which apparently not even Amelagu himself can explain very well, it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I wish it had. And you know, you mentioned those schools, Rice and Tulsa. He's a better player than that.
Yeah.
He could be playing at a higher level. So,
but he wants to be close to home.
He does.
I mean, that's what that is.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. To me, that says, okay, I'm suffering some kind of depression issues, so the best thing is to go back home and be close, because he's from Houston or Dallas.
Oh, is it Grand Prairie, Grandview?
Yeah, I think that's around Houston.
Yeah, it's in that area. So, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. And you feel for the kid, and you hope he gets better. You know, with Barksdale, you just hope he's able to find a way to finish his education or whatever's left for him to do on that front.
It's interesting that he hasn't requested his release. So is he even interested in playing basketball somewhere else?
I'm not sure. Yeah. One year left of eligibility? I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I was told this morning that that basically the scholarship folks had canceled that mm-hmm. side of things for him.
Yeah.
You know, so there's not going to be any scholarship, available for him. He is quitting.
Well, right. So, of course, if you're not playing basketball, you shouldn't be on scholarship.
Right. But beyond that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't be certain about that. So that's rough. But, I mean, what this really does is, and again, without marginalizing C.J. Barksdale, because you can't do that, it does, again, leave a gaping hole in the front court, because it was already really, really thin up there. And Joey Van Zegren, Shane Henry, the JUCO transfer, What? Christian Beyer?
Christian Beyer, I guess, is going to be your number two power forward this year. And then you might even see some four from some one point guard and three wing sets out there at times is a possibility.
Well, and I'm not forgetting about Satchel Pierce, but I mean, he's a freshman big man. You know,
right, what, right.
Trevor Thompson was effective as the season wore on, so that's not to say Satchel Pierce can't do the same. But, you know, again, that's asking a lot of a freshman big man to say, hey, you're it.
You're going to be asking Joey Van Zieren to play 30, 32 minutes a game, I think. You know, because he's your only big man with any experience.
Yeah.
And obviously Shane Henry is going to be thrust right into the starting lineup from day one. It's going to be amazing. We were supposed to bring back almost everybody on this team from last year's team, right?
Yeah.
But instead, it's going to be a completely different looking team out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be three new starters most likely. You're going to have Devin Wilson starting at point guard, Van Zieren starting at center, but 2, 3, and 4, most likely it's going to be three new starters.
And I'm not sure Buzz Williams is terribly upset.
Sure he's terribly upset about it either. And, you know, let's even – one of the returning players that is coming back is Adam Smith, who barely played last year because he was hurt so much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in another way, it's just going to seem like a completely new team. And I don't think Buzz Williams is upset about it either. I'm not upset about it. I think we – with the exception of Amelagu, Virginia Tech got rid of some players who weren't not going to be good fits, who were not going to be dedicated to Virginia Tech basketball. And if you're not – you don't want to put undedicated players on the court in the ACC. You know what's going to happen? You're going to finish 2-16 and go and finish in last place. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with the roster turnover personally.
What do you do? Do you start Satchel Pierce at all? I mean, I'm just curious. Like,
I think it might depend on the matchup.
Yeah.
You could start him and Van Zieren together, depending on the matchup. I Buzz really likes those stretch fours and things like that. So I think it's still an open competition and things like that. But ideally, I think Shane Henry starts at 4, but if you are playing a bigger team, you do have the option to go with Pierce and Van Zieren together on the floor at the same time.
How much do you think Justin Bibbs plays? I mean, I'm talking minutes per game.
I think he'll start, and I could see him playing, 25 minutes a game, something like that. I could see him starting at that small forward position.
Okay. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com, here in the McAdoo studios with us. Well, let's shift gears to football if we can, because I know a lot of folks with the season coming upon us, that's what a lot of folks are thinking about right now. It's been a good week in recruiting for Virginia Tech. They pick up Trayvon Hill this past Saturday, Damian Dozier this past Monday. I think, 6 days from now, DeShaun McLeese is set to make his decision. Mm-hmm. I think that's an overwhelming Virginia Tech pick by most of the recruiting people. Adonis Alexander, Adonis Williams, there are a lot of potential commitments coming up in the next couple of weeks, right? That's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing. The guys I really want to get on campus are those offensive tackles, Kenny Thomas from down in Alabama and Mike Arnold from down in Florida, who I think are the top tackles on Virginia Tech's board. And offensive line, that and defensive end to me are the biggest needs of this class. It was great to see Virginia Tech pick up two defensive ends this past week. Now if we can get those offensive linemen on campus and start visiting, then maybe we could start to get some commitments there and then gain some momentum on that side of the ball. It's going to be a small offensive class. It's going to be one running back most likely with McLeese. And if he does go to Maryland, I don't think Tech will sign a running back at all in this class. I don't see the point if he doesn't commit. I just don't see them necessarily signing a quarterback. And I'm not sure they could get a good quarterback this year simply because of the two guys they brought in last year. I think it's a tough year. It's not the smartest time for a 2015 quarterback to be committing to Virginia Tech when you've already got Chris Durkin and Andrew Ford in the program. So it's going to be a small offensive class. It's focused on offensive line. But it's going to be mostly a defensive-oriented class with probably 4, maybe 5 defensive ends in the class, depending on who wants to commit.
We talked about this before. Offensive line is the biggest position of need on that side of the ball in this class. How many offensive linemen, ideally, do you think they want to take?
I don't think Cyril sees a lot that he likes this year. I think he kind of views it as a down year for the offensive line.
Right.
With Tyrell Smith not qualifying, hopefully he'll get in January and be here. But still, you would like to solidify that and take more than 2 offensive tackles in this class. I think it'd be really ideal to take 3 true offensive tackles in this class along with an interior lineman. I think Virginia Tech's in pretty good shape on the interior line, particularly with their young talent there. But 3 offensive tackles in this class would be really nice.
So what I hear you saying then is if it's not DeShaun McLeese at the running back position, They probably don't take any running
backs. I don't know who it would be. I'm sure they would take, you know, the Bryce Love kid.
Right.
Of course.
Of course.
Wouldn't?
Right.
But I'm talking realistically.
Right, yeah. Right. Sure. So if they don't take DeSean McLeese, there's probably no running back. At the quarterback spot, I kind of look at it the same. If not Kyle Loxley, they
sure.
don't take anybody?
But I'm not even sure I consider him. I kind of like him at wide receiver more, to be honest. That's my own personal opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
But has he shown any willingness to change positions?
Not yet, but.
but will he have to if he goes to Maryland to play for his dad and Randy Etzel?
Yeah, who knows? That's a really good question. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, Florida State is selling. Oh, you know, Jameis Winston's going to leave after his redshirt sophomore year. You can come down here and compete as a true freshman.
Now they already have a guy in the barrel for.
I'm sure they do.
Right? I mean,
yeah, I'm sure they do. But still, they would still try to sell that to him. I mean, that's just what they would do. I think. I haven't looking at his highlight. Film. I really like what, and not to say that I don't like him as a quarterback, but I really like what he brings to the table as a wide receiver. You know, I heard my boss Will heard J.C. Sherbert on the radio this morning talking about how there's so few quarterbacks east of the Mississippi this year, and he said there's really only about four big time guys, and he named off the four guys, and he didn't mention Kyle Loxley at all.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't quite view him as a true quarterback at this stage. Now, recruiting's dynamic. My opinion could change with his senior year and things like that. But I just don't see a big need for a quarterback in this class, particularly if you don't feel like you can get a quality one.
Yeah, so now I'm guessing you heard JC on the Bill King program.
I think that was
probably it. Yeah. I've actually got a date with Bill King, I think, coming up here pretty soon as the season starts. Love that guy.
Yeah.
Does a really good job covering college football. And the guy that I was thinking of, by the way, is DeAndre Johnson, the quarterback that I think Florida State is really high on to come in and replace Jameis Winston. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and I want to get another segment in with Chris because I want to talk some more football. Let's look ahead to the season, but I also want to talk about the Kevin Bronson ordeal. The way that went down the other day. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Sure.
So if you have any thoughts, if you have any questions for Chris, 639-4900, the Phillips Real Estate Hotline. We'll take your phone calls for that. Also find us on Twitter, twitter.com/theclubhouseKB, and send me an email, kyle.bailey@cumulus.com. Y'all keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.